The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, your blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Mercifully give us faith to trust that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the time or the period that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Please rise for the gospel acclamation. You'll find that on page 124. The Sunday school kids will go downstairs at this point. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the 11 and those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Climate crises are in the news this week. Close to home, the out-of-control fires in Manitoba and Saskatchewan are unpredictable and concerning. People and animals are having to flee their homes and livelihoods. Across the world, in Switzerland, a beautiful glacier melted so that it collapsed on a small village, covering it in ice and mud. While the villagers had time to flee, no one was hurt, the village was lost. There are a continuum of responses to climate change. It has been identified that some youth experience climate anxiety, which is a concern about the future health of the planet and more. But there are also people who deny that climate change exists and it's not real. And they throw in the conspiracy theory that liberals are trying to control people with this narrative. That's an extreme, of course. Living by a mountain or near large swaths of forest has some inherent risks, but the Earth's core temperature has fallen by 0.6 Celsius a degree each year since the late 19th century, with an accelerating speed since the 80s. For many, there seems to be uncertainty about what to do to lessen the burden on the planet. Some large steps are needed. We wonder, do our small steps matter? Well, of course, faith can inform this dilemma. The gospel reading this Sunday is about Jesus ascending into heaven to be with the Father. The disciples are left on earth to continue God's mission. And this can seem overwhelming and daunting at times, but, we are given an interesting way to go about this that makes a transient cosmic highway that doesn't leave God in heaven and humanity on earth. Now, many paintings of Jesus, the Ascension, are front and center in churches, and we have one up here. I think Tavistock has one, and there are probably many more. And perhaps it's there to remind us of something important. Trust of God's presence in the midst of the challenges of the world, the promise, perhaps it means something to you. If we look to the gospel, it can tell us a little more about this mystical cosmic story of Jesus ascending into heaven. And the gospel leaves us with a pattern of living out our faith life. Commission, promise, blessing, joy. I think these patterns of living are what our faith life looks like. In the gospel, Jesus leads the disciples to Bethany after teaching them about all the things Jesus taught people about, love and forgiveness and repentance and welcome. Jesus leads them out, says, "Come follow me," in a way, and gives the commission. Now, if I was to put a song with this, as I was going through these, the commission, promise, blessing, and joy, different hymns were coming into my mind. So if I was to put a song with this, I might put, "Will you come and follow me? Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me?" Commission. Next, we have the promise. And Jesus tells them what will take place and promises that there will be companionship and the help of the Holy Spirit. And for this, I put in my playlist, "Come, O Holy Spirit, come. Come, Almighty Spirit, come. Come, come, come." Next, we have blessing. Are Jesus' hands blessing there? The pictures look like they're blessing. As Jesus leaves and ascends into heaven, Jesus blesses. So the song I signed for this is "Send Forth by God's Blessing." Send forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people who of God from this dwelling take leave. I'm better with musical accompaniment. You get the picture, though. And finally, the commission promised blessing and joy. The disciples return to Jerusalem with joy in their hearts, worshiping and blessing God. "I come with joy, a child of God, forgiven, loved, and free, the life of Jesus to recall, to love laid down for me, in love laid down for me." But what's missing from this pattern? I think I left something out, and it's an important part. That comes before the commission promise blessing and joy. First, we hear that Jesus opens their minds, the minds of the 11 and the others who are with him, to understand all of this that he has shared. And their minds were open before Jesus led them to the place where God wanted them to be. And of course, I had to pick a song for this too. Open your ears, O faithful people, open your ears and hear God's word. Open your hearts, O royal priesthood, God has come to you. I'm done singing for today. Open minds, commission, promise, blessing, joy. Open minds. I recall a time when my mind was closed. It was my first call to the Ottawa Valley, to Maynooth and Chute Parish. It was a stretch for me going that far from my home base and into remote rural living. Plus, Seb and I were in the developing stages of our relationship. So I went to the interview without an open mind. My mind was only open enough to get me there, but I intended to say no. My anticipated no was confirmed as Highway 28 took me past Peterborough and Lakefield and Burley Falls and Apsley, up, up, and away from a lot of my creaturely comforts. It's beautiful country, that's for sure, but a little isolating for my young 32-year-old self. Long story short, I said no, but then I changed my mind and said yes. And in that experience, I discovered a different type of blessing and joy. The thing is, I'm fully convinced that God is at work in the world, not just here in our churches, but out there in the world, inviting us to join where there is deep need. As Beckner says, vocation is where the hunger of the world meets our deepest passion. The last month or so, there's a team of people who have been going through the tithe interviews for the tithe task force from the property sale, and it has been extremely meaningful to interview some of the possible recipients of these different charities and to hear the impetus for their charity starting. And some of them, it was just a small group of people who seed a deep need in the community, who saw a deep need in the community, and who put their minds together and said, what can we do to help this situation? And they set out to make life better for people who were struggling. There's definitely a need for a safe place, for safe places and empowerment for those on the margins. There is definitely a need for healing in community, and there is a need for connection where our common humanity is recognized. Open mind, commission, promise, blessing, joy. Let's face it, however, we phrase it commission or being sent or being led, it isn't for the faint of heart. Sometimes the journey is easy, but more likely the journey has bumps and rough patches, even amidst the beautiful moments. The promise of the Holy Spirit is that we are not alone, and we can go to God, and we have a direct route and easy access to the help of the Holy Spirit through prayer, scripture, worship, the sacraments, and through the mutual consolation of brothers and sisters. Through encouragement, we are inspired by the Holy Spirit. I think one aspect of the Great Commission is to be peacemakers and encouragers in the world, to build people up, and to help them see God's love through our lives. In Jesus' ascension, we aren't told to sit around to mope and complain about the state of the world and our lives. Instead, we are commissioned to be present in the need, called into action, both large and small, blessed in the journey, and given the gift of joy. And now you sing our hymn of the day, 393, A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing. We continue with the installation of the board of directors, and it was requested also that the board of directors of the foundation also be installed at this time. So while they are different, we are going to try an installation of both. The following people have been elected to positions of leadership at St. Matthew's, and we give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. I'll invite you to come forward as I read your name, and the board of directors of the congregation can stand pulpit side, and the board of directors of the foundation can stand lectern side. Kim Shaner is the president. Mike Lakin, the vice president. Bob Karn, secretary. Karen Lopesack. Don Robbins. Jason Smolak, who can't be here today, and Jim Troisch, who is listening on the live stream. Now I invite the board of directors from the foundation. If you are here, Sylvia McLeod, who is the secretary, Jim Sattler, who is the treasurer, Ivan George, Linda McClellan, and Lana Moses, Ron Roder, he's here, and Peter Winkler. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. As mentioned, serving as the board of directors for St. Matthew's and the board of directors for the foundation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, there he is, learning, witness, service, welcome, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. Yes, we can extend that far. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. And you are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, respond, I will, and I ask God to help me. People of God, I ask you, will you support these your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, respond, I will, and I ask God to help me. I now declare you installed as directors of the board of St. Matthew's congregation and directors of the foundation. And I'll send you forth with a blessing. May Almighty God bless you in your leadership, give you joy in your service, and guide you always in the way of peace. I'll invite you to stay here until the prayers of intercession are over, and then when we share the peace, that is a good moment to go into the congregation. Let us pray. God of resurrection and new life, we lift our hearts to you in prayer for the needs of the world, the church, and our own needs, responding to, "Hear us, O God, with your mercy is great." God of empowerment, lift up all of the creativity you have blessed the church with. Hear us, O God. God of abundance, your love can be seen in all of creation. Teach us to love with a heart like yours. Hear us, O God. God of all nations, where your creation groans with sighs too deep for words, show us how we can help. Hear us, O God. God of compassion, help us to recognize deep hurts and be gentle and healing in presence. We name those struggling either silently or aloud. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of change, the unknown can make us uncomfortable. Root us in your constancy, even as change is inevitable. Hear us, O God. God of life, we give thanks for the faithful witness of the loved ones who have gone before us. Hear us, O God. All of our prayers we raise to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share God's peace with each other. Peace. Please rise. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who enthroned forever at your right hand, intercedes for us as our great high priest. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached the good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen us and keep us in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements. We continue our congregational discussions workshop. So we have the second of four today, and we will continue with the values and move into purpose. There's a lunch of macaroni and cheese, bean salad, and spice cake with gluten-free options. If you weren't here last week, don't worry, you can join in now. The beauty of this process is that this is a time for your voice to join the conversation and to shape what we are doing here as a congregation. We go forth in God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. Our sending hymn, O God Beyond All Praising, 880.
Thank you.
have been blessed to serve. Thanks be to God.